From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed more than two decades. He has engaged in weeks of taunts with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying the United States would totally destroy North Korea if necessary to protect itself and its allies if Pyongyang attacks. North Korea has conducted numerous missile and nuclear tests, including launching rockets over Japan. Yukio Amano, the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis. He said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information regarding North Korea's nuclear program, but says it remains impossible to report progress on the situation.
The fact that North Korea is testing nuclear weapons with a large yield as well as long-distance delivery system means this is no longer just a regional threat. It is a grave threat to global peace and security.
And he also said that North Korea continues to conduct the tests, launch the missiles, and threaten other countries in complete disregard of the repeated demands of the international community. The United States announced Sunday a temporary halt to all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey, a move that was quickly mirrored by Turkey. A statement from the U.S. Embassy says that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the United States, using language that parroted the United States statement and reasons for the halt. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear Sunday that in order to strike a deal with Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Outlining some of the administration's proposals on immigration, Francis Sista, the director of the United States Citizen and Immigration Services, discussed during a conference call the direction in which they'd like to head.
We also need to expand the categories of people who are legally inadmissible in the first place. The current law, we think, is not as tough as it should be in keeping bad actors out of the country ineligible for visas. We propose, for example, that the law be changed to make inadmissible to the United States anybody who's a gang member or anybody who's been convicted of drunk driving or domestic violence or child abuse, identity theft, or certain firearms offenses, including the unlawful purchase, sale, possession, or carrying of a firearm. All of those types of reforms are just common sense.
On the issue of DACA, Democrats have responded, saying that the president has outlined so much that it goes so far and beyond what's reasonable. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their pack boat capsized. So far, hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state for Bangladesh since late August. Priyar Marwa, humanitarian response coordinator for the UN Population Fund, talks about the plight of Rohingya women.
Our women-friendly spaces are literally running over capacity because of the need that these women and girls are expressing in terms of health services, safe shelter, food, clothing, basic clothing. Many of them are pregnant, they're breastfeeding, they need referrals. They have lived through real horrors, and that is really what's coming through in their stories. There are thousands of them on the roadsides, in makeshift shelters, in refugee camps.
Bangladesh is planning to build a giant camp in order to house at least 800,000 Rohingyas who have sought refuge in Bangladesh. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to drastically reduce its presence in relief operations in war-torn Afghanistan, citing a series of recent attacks that have killed seven of its staff, including a foreigner. There have been security incidents over the past 30 years undermining relief activities, but three direct attacks in northern Afghanistan since last December have affected the ICRC on the whole. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.